Hey now, it's Jay Scott Smith here, the host of JSC Radio, which you can now hear on Stitcher Radio. That's right, Stitcher is radio on demand. Now you can download the free app today, and it's available on iOS, Android, as well as Nook and Kindle Fire. You can take JSC Radio anywhere. The app is free. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Now, if you're wondering what Stitcher is an award-winning free app that lets you listen to all of your favorite shows, plus discover 40,000 news, entertainment, and sports shows, such as JSC Radio. You can create custom playlists. You can rate and review this show and others on Stitcher. Please drop a friendly review on the show. Not only is Stitcher available on all smartphones and tablets, it's also in over 4 million car dashboards. It's on demand and on the go. No downloading, no syncing, no wasted memory on any of your devices. You can stream your favorite podcasts, like JSC Radio, for free on Stitcher. If you don't have the Stitcher app, simple. Go to Stitcher.com today or check out the App Store on whichever device you use. Stitcher Radio, be sure to check it out. This is JSC Radio.
If they would let me come back, I would come back.
Oh, if you would?
Yeah.
You would. You love that WWE ring. You love being wrestling. You love being right in that wrestling ring, and you love wrestling, right? Well, yeah. Why don't you quit? Why don't you quit and go to the bingo halls with your indie
friends? Okay, I think you need to calm.
No,
that's not,
no,
what, this, that's not what this show's
me
about.
And the GM have this. Thank you very much, Renee. This is a great show, but we're talking here.
Check it out.
This is JSC Radio. Oh boy. Hey now. How the hell are you doing? Clearly you're doing a hell of a lot better than Daniel Bryan is doing right now. I'm J. Scott Smith, and this is episode 15.5 of JSC Radio. Now see, I alluded to this yesterday during the tail end of the episode where I was talking about I was going to get into the Miz thing, and holy shnikes. Miz, where the hell was that? Where's that thing been the last decade or so with you? What you heard there was a clip, and by the way, I will play the entire thing. It will be played in its entirety, folks. That is a clip of the first time I can ever really say that Mike Mizanin, the Miz, dropped some bona fide hot fire on everyone. That was Miz going off on Daniel Bryan, better known as Bryan Danielson, during WWE's network post-game show called Talking Smack. Now, Tuesday night on that particular show, they've been doing it ever since they split up the two brands and SmackDown is trying to get its own identity away from Monday Night Raw. Tuesday night was something special on Talking Smack because that's like the first time that show really kind of had this edgy YOLO type of feel to it. I mean, it's been getting there, but it really has been out there. And it got out there. It got all the way live on Tuesday night between Nikki Bella getting jumped for the second time by Carmella, with the Usos essentially saying that because of Roman Reigns, they've been getting a whole hell of a lot of heat from a whole hell of a lot of fans. Those were good. But what Miz did there, man, listen. I think the last time a promo in WWE actually jumped ship like this was CM Punk's pipe bomb, perhaps. Because if that was a pipe bomb from CM Punk, this one was Miz just letting the chopper spray all over Bryan. And to kind of recap, Miz and Daniel Bryan don't care much for each other. I think that's pretty obvious from the promo. But the thing is, that's a beef that goes back about 5-6 years to when Danielson first showed up in the company, and they put him with Miz on the original NXT, kind of like a rib and a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the internet fans and the indie fans who knew Bryan Danielson's work before he got to WWE, and that they saddled him with Miz, who, by all accounts, was one of the least respected guys on the roster, still greener than goose shit, and they were having the most difficult time getting him over. He was essentially Roman Reigns without the looks. That beef has hung on for a while because Miz has had the longevity in the company, and he was even world champ one forgettable time. Bryan Danielson went from ashy to classy with his beard and his wild moves and his tenacity and his heart and his submission style. If not for the well-documented neck and head injuries, he'd still be wrestling.
He's been open in any interview you could think of talking about that he wishes he was still in the ring. He told ESPN he wished he was still in the ring when the doctors told him he couldn't do it anymore. It's been well documented. He's had issues with concussions, and that's why they never cleared him to come back. They made him the GM of SmackDown. He's been a part of the show, kind of on the periphery, but I know what burns him, and I know it still gnaws at him. And on these episodes of Talking Smack, each week, almost like clockwork, he says something that kind of rubs somebody the wrong way. Whether it was John Cena the first week, whether it was The Office the second week with him making fun, rightfully, of that Universal Heavyweight Championship. And then we come to Tuesday. To set the scene, Nikki Bella's already gotten her ass whipped the second time and she's out of there. The Usos have just gotten off of the dais. And now, here's Danielson talking to Renee Young. I forgot what they were talking about exactly, but Miz comes barging in and starts demanding to be recognized since he's the Intercontinental Champion. And somehow this conversation quickly went left, and boy, did shit get real.
There's no gentle way to say it. To me, you wrestle like a coward. You wrestle like somebody who's afraid to get hit.
Like, I wrestle like a coward.
You wrestle like a coward.
I'm the one?
If I were to create a wrestler who, to me, like embodies, like when I was an independent guy and I was thinking like, oh, okay, what's the soft WWE style? It would be that. WWE is transformed in the last...
Hold on. You had your chance to talk. You're the one that called me a coward in the wrestling ring. I'm the coward in the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
But let's talk about cowards for 1 second. Okay. The reason I wrestle the way I wrestle is because I can do it day in and day out all the time for 10 plus years. I have never in my career ever have been injured. I don't get injured for 6 months to a year. I am here each and every week. But you sit there and call me a coward?
Yeah.
I'm the coward. Wait, let me tell you about a coward. Let me tell you about a guy who tells his WWE fans, the people that he loves, that he will be back. He promises them. I promise you, I will be back in 1 year's time to claim this title. But you didn't, Daniel, did you? But I'm the coward.
Okay,
I'm the one that doesn't love the fans.
If they would let me come back, I would come back.
Oh, if you would?
Yeah.
You would. You love that WWE ring. You love being wrestling. You love being right in that wrestling ring. And you love wrestling, right? Well,
yeah.
Why don't you quit? Why don't you quit and go to the bingo halls with your indie
friends? Okay, I think you need to calm.
No,
that's not what this show's about.
And the GM have this. Thank you very much, Renee. This is a great show, but we're talking here. I need to talk to you real quick because the fact is you're the one that calls me the coward, but you're the one that doesn't get in the WWE ring again. No, don't you walk away from me, Daniel. Don't you walk away. I'm the one that loves the fans. I'm the one that loves everyone and everything. You're the one that gets up and walks away every single time. You're the coward. I am not a coward. I am your Intercontinental Champion, and there's a reason I am the title. Reason making this the most relevant, prestigious title that WWE has, and I deserve the respect on SmackDown Live. Get that camera right here. Understand that this is day 141 of the never-ending Intercontinental Championship World Tour, and I swear to you, I promise you, it will be the most relevant title on SmackDown Live. I could care less about those little kids on for the tag team titles and the Women's Championship and the WWE Championship. This is my show. My show. And I'm sick of all of you, my GM, sitting there criticizing me, calling me the coward. You're the cowards. I'm the one here day in and day out in that wrestling ring beating people up. Thank you very much.
When I tell you my jaw hit the floor when Miz came in there, guns blazing, and hit him with the go wrestle in a bingo hall with your indie buddies and all... Bryan Danielson could do is get up and walk away from the table. See, here's the thing. Most people will think that Daniel Bryan was being a punk or being a coward and couldn't handle it when he got up and walked away. I know what that getting up and walking away was. He got up and walked away because Miz was about to catch those hands. The thing about pro wrestling, and the thing I try to tell everybody who doesn't get it, who seems to still look at me a little sideways because I watch it at my age. Guess what? That ain't changing. The thing about pro wrestling is, we all know... it's a work. I'd say about 90% of what you see ain't real. We get that. But the thing is, some of the best works in the business are shoots. They have a level of truth and a level of realism to it. You know Miz has been hearing that shit for years. Miz has heard it. Hell, I've said it about Miz. He's the worst world champion of the last decade. Mind you, that's saying something. but he's the worst, or at least the least over, world champ of the last decade. He's heard it from everybody. They've called him lazy. They've called him soft. They've called him a coward. It took him years to get respect in that locker room. This dude was the world champ and nobody respected him. Only really in the last year, year and a half, have I noticed a marked change in Miz. To the point where, yeah, he does belong there. And he doesn't deserve a lot of the crap he still gets that he deservedly got when he first showed up in the company. So it gnaws at him. And to have Bryan Danielson, a guy that you already had to deal with for a year, being directly compared to, a guy that went on to be a legend in a lot shorter time, at least with that company, a legend in a lot shorter time than you've even been there. And for you to still be standing in the business, his career is over, but because of injury, not because he couldn't do it. To have this guy look you dead in your face and call you a coward? Yeah, I'ma get pissed off and I'ma get heated. And he hit Daniel Bryan where it hurt, for real. Because that wasn't a, I can't take the heat, I'm walking out of the room thing. That's a, you and me gonna have to step outside once this is over walk. Someone had to cool him off. He had to call Brie Bella to get him to cool down because he was gonna wreck my man off camera. We were going to have an incident like Jericho and Brock Lesnar, except those hands would start getting delivered. Miz went out and made a name for himself. He went and got himself over in the best way possible. I love it. I applaud you, Miz. I do. Listen to this again.
Why don't you quit and go to the bingo halls with your indie
friends? Okay, I think you need to calm. No, that's not, no, what, that's not what this show's
me
about.
And the GM have this. Thank you very much, Renee. This is a great show, but we're talking here.
I'd have slapped the shit out of Miz. You talk to me like that. Yes, I know Daniel Bryan brought it on himself. He popped off and didn't think Miz was going to come back with that thunder and melted his face off. I love that. And here's what the crazy thing is. It made me look forward to SmackDown next Tuesday night. It made me look forward to that show. It's making me look past Monday Night Raw, which is about to have another attempt to crown a Universal Heavyweight Champion on Monday. By the way, I love Enzo and Cass. Why the hell is Big Cass in that match? It's making me want to see what will happen on SmackDown next Tuesday. You got me. You hooked me. Miz actually hooked me, which is absolutely nuts. And I applaud the hell out of him because that's the best mic work I've ever heard from him. And it's the first time since Punk's pipe bomb in Las Vegas that something of that nature really got me and really hooked me as a fan of this great business. My name is J. Scott Smith. Take care of yourself. God bless. Always dare to be different. Always have your pet spayed or neutered. And we are out of here. Be back with a full episode next week, right here on JSC Radio.
Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Check it out.
This is JSC Radio.